Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. Jim Judd was a stalwart labor advocate and a political insider since the 1970s. Sadly, a motorcycle crash recently claimed his life. He was 60 years old. And today on the program, we're remembering Judd's contributions to the Utah AFL-CIO, to the Utah Democratic Party, and to labor causes across the state. Joining me in studio is Dale Cox. He's president of the Utah chapter of the AFL-CIO. It's an umbrella organization for many of the state's labor groups, and he joins me in studio. Dale, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Also with us, Jack Tidrow. He's president of the Professional Firefighters of Utah, which represents all union-organized firefighters in the state. He's also been active Salt Lake City firefighter for over 18 years. And Jack, welcome to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
If you'd like to join us, we are talking about Jim Judd and remembering his legacy for labor issues in the state of Utah. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Jack, I'll start with you. On August 17th, Jim Judd was riding his Harley on I-15 in Montana when he lost control and the bike flipped and threw him off. He died shortly after a tragic accident. Where were you when you heard the news, and how did you react?
Well, actually, I was at home that morning, and I got a call from one of Dale's co-workers just saying he had heard that Jim might have been in an accident. And Jim was up at a International Association of Firefighters motorcycle group rally during that week, and I'd talked to him just two mornings before. And so after I got the call, I called some of the guys I knew that were up there, and it took me two or three. One of them answered, and he confirmed it and said Jim was being flown to Missoula, and that he was en route to the Missoula hospital, and he was going to stand by so he could give all of us back here and the family updates on his status. So,
Dale Cox, when did you first meet Jim?
I met him about 10 years ago when I started on Capitol Hill for the Operating Engineers, Local 3.
What were those first impressions of Jim Judd?
Well, he knew where he was going and what he was doing, and I was brand new at the lobbying effort. And he took me under his wing and introduced me to people and helped a lot.
Can you describe his personality, what he was like?
Well, he was outgoing. Never was in too big of a hurry to help anybody or stop and talk to anybody. He was just a great, great guy. He would share his knowledge with you, and you would do the same with him. And at the end of the day, everybody was better off.
You've been quoted as saying Jim was one of the best labor leaders you've come across. So what set Jim Judd apart?
Jim never sought the limelight. He was always behind the scenes, never seeking credit, just working behind the scenes to try to make life better for the middle America, whether it be health care, whether it be job safety, whether it be hours of employment, anything. Once the job was done, he moved away. He didn't seek fame or fortune from it. He just did his job.
Jack, what particular skills did you see in Jim that made him a great leader?
Well, probably the biggest thing was he always celebrated other people's achievements. And he gave credit where credit was due. And the same things Dale had spoke also. He had very strong opinions, but he's also very tolerant of other people's opinions. And he'd let people run with it until they ran out of rope, and then he would stop them and set them back on course. And he had a unique way of doing that. So those were probably the biggest things. That, and he didn't care what political party or religion people were. He was a master at crossing all those lines and just working on relationships to get the job done.
Dale, can you give us an example, a story of when you saw Jim Judd in action, either on the Hill or in another setting?
One of the things that pop into my mind immediately is a couple of years ago when the public employees' pensions were being overhauled. He took that on. He took that challenge on. He brought coalitions together with public employees and just people on the street to try to make sure that those pensions were solvent, would stay solvent, it would be there for the men and women of the state. And he took that on head on and did a great job.
We're speaking with Dale Cox. He's now the president of the Utah chapter of the AFL-CIO. Also with us, Jack Tidrow, president of the Professional Firefighters of Utah. And we're remembering the labor leader, Jim Judd, who recently died on August 17th as a result of a motorcycle accident. If you've got remembrances, feel free to call us. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. I understand Jim Judd was part of the Teamsters in the 70s, and then when he moved to Utah, he became involved with your organization, Jack, the Professional Firefighters of Utah. He worked for the Ogden City Fire Department. Did he ever talk to you about why he embraced labor issues and the labor movement generally?
Well, I think a lot of it was his appreciation watching his father and other family members work when he was a child. And then, yeah, he was a Teamster. And then when him and Jill, his wife, moved here, he got on the Ogden Fire Department, put in a little over 20 years with Ogden. And it was there that he became a labor leader. He was the vice president and president of the Ogden Firefighters Local. And then he also became the Professional Firefighters of Utah president and did that for 30 years and until he handed it off to me.
It's a very long time, 30 years, and yet in addition to the labor activities, he was very active politically. He at the time of his death, he was vice chairman of the Utah Democratic Party. What was he able to accomplish in that capacity, Dale Cox?
In the short time he was vice chair of the Democratic Party, his goal was to broaden the party's exposure to the middle class. They had, in our opinion, become very polarized, and Jim wanted to help the party understand what labor, what the middle class working men and women expected from the party.
So can you expand on those expectations? I mean, what is that? What does that mean?
Well, the Democratic Party has allowed itself, in my opinion, to be characterized as catering to a certain group, and it's a big tent. Labor is a big part of it, but there are other organizations that are a big part of it as well, and they've been characterized as just focusing on one or several small groups instead of the whole big picture, and we're all a part of either the Republican Party, Democratic Party, but Jim wanted to bring labor back in and help the party understand labor and help labor understand the party.
So he was only president of the AFL-CIO for, let's see, since 2007. He took over when former Senator Ed Main died of cancer. What do you think he was able to accomplish in that short time in the labor movement here?
The same thing. He opened the AFL up to everybody. Ed, bless his soul, took charge, and when you had a problem, you went to Ed, and Ed took care of it. Jim opened the AFL up. We have people coming in and out all the time, and they take care. We take care of them, they take care of us. He just opened it up to the masses.
Your website says that the AFL-CIO is planning a remembrance of Jim Judd. Have any plans been solidified, Dale Cox?
I believe it's on the 22nd of September at the Labor Temple. We're in the process of finalizing the plans now with his family, so
More details to follow.
More details to follow, yeah.
So people should check out the website. We'll put a link at kcpw.org. Just about a minute left, but Jack Tidrow, we've talked a lot about how Judd is being remembered. How do you think Jim himself would want to be remembered?
I would say that he made everybody comfortable, and comfortable to be around him, and comfortable with themselves, and which helped foster self-confidence in everybody. And he did that everywhere, as a firefighter, as a labor leader, as the vice chair of the Democratic Party. and he was a good counterbalance to some other dynamic personalities within the party leadership. So I think the comfort level and instilling confidence.
Jack Tidrow, he's president of the Professional Firefighters of Utah. Jack, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And Dale Cox, president of the Utah chapter of the AFL-CIO. Dale, thanks to you.
Thank you.
And again, we'll put a link to the AFL-CIO website at kcpw.org. You can check that website for more details about an upcoming remembrance of the late Jim Judd. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, Depression Era Stories, a new book compiled by historian Matthew Basso. Join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.